We start this evening with Mecklenburg Sheriff Gary McFadden issuing what may be a controversial order telling his deputies stop pulling drivers for certain minor violations. One big reason? Too many blacks are getting tickets. McFadden says he knows some will not agree with him.
I expect the criticism. I expect the comments. I expect the backlash.
Sheriff McFadden at a press conference knows he'll take some heat for his decision, ordering deputies to stop pulling drivers if they have a so-called minor violation, a headlight out, or if their inspection has expired. McFadden also telling his deputies not to pull a driver that has a revoked license, or even if they're driving without insurance. The sheriff says fewer traffic stops mean fewer chances a person gets shot.
If I can save a child, or I can save a mother from not going to a funeral, or if I can bring some peace in a neighborhood, I'm willing to sacrifice that.
But the other reason that Gary McFadden says he wants to go easy on many traffic violations is because of race. He's working with a left-leaning group out of Durham known as Forward Justice. Whitley Young works for the group. She was at the press conference. She says too many black people are pulled over for minor traffic offenses, such as not wearing a seatbelt.
So by implementing this policy and eliminating traffic stops for low-level infractions that don't contribute to public safety, we can begin to minimize some unnecessary and potentially harmful interactions between law enforcement and our communities. Data from the North Carolina SBI on all known traffic stops in North Carolina since January of 2002 tells us that while black people only make up about 30% of the Mecklenburg County population, we make up over 47% of the traffic stops.
But there are plenty of questions to be raised about the sheriff's policy, whether a driver is black or white. For example, ignoring a driver whose license was revoked could mean an officer is ignoring someone who was convicted of drunk driving and could be driving drunk yet again. It is no secret that law enforcement will use traffic stops for minor violations as a way to catch people for more serious offenses. For example, a couple of years back, I rode with Charlotte Mecklenburg police when they went looking for traffic violations in high crime areas. Minor traffic stops turned into big arrests. Take a listen to what happened. East Independence Boulevard, Saturday morning, just minutes after midnight. An officer spots a Mercedes, two guys inside, neither wearing seatbelts. Officer Jeff Zederbaum pulls the car and approaches the driver's side.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
When the window opens, the smell of marijuana comes wafting out.
Do me a favor, step out of the car for me, okay?
The smell of weed is probable cause. He can search both the car and the people in it.
Do me a favor, spread your feet for me.
This is Operation Avalanche, stopping cars in high crime areas, hoping that minor traffic violations lead to much bigger arrests.
What was your name?
Devon Williams.
Devon?
On this night, the 22-year-old driver says he does not have his license with him. Meantime, on the passenger side of the car, a skinny 15-year-old boy. When he gets out...
Sarge, will you grab the marijuana that's on the ground?
When they went to pat him down, that big bag of marijuana fell out of his pants onto the ground.
So this looks like a drug deal, but in the back seat, there's a 50-inch flat-screen television.
Just taking that TV to my girlfriend's house.
Okay. Taking a big TV to his girlfriend at midnight?
29's on a television, please.
Go ahead.
Officer Niederbaum radios in the serial number on that television, and the plot thickens.
AMR's coming back and stolen out.
So now you've got drugs, cash, and a television taken in a break-in.
You're under arrest for possession of stolen property.
The 15-year-old will be turned over to his parents. As for Devon Williams, the driver, turns out he made up that name.
He has a real bad, violent history.
Tell me, why'd you lie to the cop about your name? Turned his head, won't talk to me.
You have the right to remain silent.
They think he's tied to quite a few other crimes.
Possession of cocaine, robbery.
So a traffic stop for not wearing a seatbelt turns into a bigger case.
It obviously worked very well tonight. We're getting the right person off the street tonight.
Again, that was several years ago when Charlotte police arrested more than 300 people for serious crimes. But they caught them by initiating traffic stops for minor violations in high crime areas. But now, Mecklenburg Sheriff Gary McFadden says his deputies will not do that. They will not stop people for minor traffic issues because it means too many blacks are being stopped, and he thinks it's safer for his deputies. McFadden, however, says his deputies will enforce serious traffic offenses.
But I'm hoping that the public understands we're not going to enforce traffic. You know, when we're talking about DUIs, speeding, reckless driving, they will be enforced. And if we find other violations during that time, the officers have the discretion at that point to cite them for it.
Again, Sheriff McFadden telling deputies, stand down, do not pull drivers for so-called minor violations, an effort to write fewer tickets to blacks. Now, Charlotte police told me that they do not see their policy changing. Officers with the CMPD can still write tickets for minor problems, such as a burned-out taillight or expired inspection or revoked license. But we should note, in looking around, a number of large cities, such as Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and some others, have told police to stop writing tickets for lesser offenses for drivers. And there are a lot of tickets written every day. On a typical day, cops pull over more than 50,000 drivers around the U.S., 20 million people over the course of the year. A traffic stop is one of the most common interactions that people have with police.